WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more balanced and fulfilling life. Ever feel like you're constantly battling with your own inner critic? You know, that voice in your head that whispers all those not-so-nice things about yourself. Well, you're not alone. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the comparison game and let negative self-talk creep in. But guess what? We can absolutely learn to silence that inner critic and build a rock-solid foundation of self-esteem. And trust me, this isn't about becoming some overly confident know-it-all. It's about cultivating genuine self-love and acceptance, which ultimately makes you happier, more resilient, and way more awesome in your own skin. So let's dive into 5 powerful strategies to help you overcome those negative thoughts and unleash the amazing person you truly are. First off, get ready to become a thought detective. Seriously, pay attention to those negative voices in your head. What triggers them? Is it a specific situation, a certain person, or maybe even just a random thought that pops up out of nowhere? Once you identify your negativity triggers, you can start to challenge and reframe those thoughts. Instead of saying I'm not good enough, try replacing it with I'm learning and growing every day. See the difference? It's all about shifting your perspective from a place of self-doubt to one of self-compassion and progress. Next, practice some serious gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but when you start appreciating the good things in your life, big or small, it can seriously shift your mood and boost your self-esteem. Think about all the amazing things you have: your health, your loved ones, your passions, and make a conscious effort to acknowledge and appreciate them daily. Now, let's talk about setting realistic goals. It's awesome to dream big, but setting achievable goals is key to feeling a sense of accomplishment and boosting your confidence. Break down those big dreams into smaller, manageable steps and celebrate every victory along the way. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up consistently and making progress towards what matters to you. And speaking of consistency, how about incorporating some self-care rituals into your routine? Treat yourself like the amazing person you are. Whether it's taking a relaxing bath, going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply indulging in a delicious meal, make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. You deserve it. Finally, remember the power of positive affirmations. Seriously, repeating positive statements about yourself can actually rewire your brain to think more positively. So start saying things like, I am capable, I am worthy of love and happiness, or I am strong and resilient. Believe it or not, these words have a powerful impact on how you feel about yourself. Okay, so let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you just bombed a presentation at work. You know that feeling when your stomach drops and your inner critic starts whispering all sorts of negative things? Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, try using the strategies we just discussed. First, acknowledge those feelings. It's okay to feel disappointed or frustrated. Then, challenge those negative thoughts by reminding yourself that one presentation doesn't define you as a professional. Reflect on what went well and identify areas where you can improve next time. Practice some gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow. And hey, maybe even treat yourself to your favorite coffee afterwards because you deserve it. Remember, building self-esteem is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing these strategies. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Start silencing that inner critic today and unleash the amazing person you truly are. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review, and join me on social media for more daily dose of Stoic.com. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.